CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick. Cammie, good morning. Appreciate your time.
Good morning.
What's the latest on these ongoing conflicts? Let's start with Israel and Hamas. What's going on there?
Well, the Israelis are now conducting an operation in the West Bank city of Jenin. At least five Palestinians have been killed so far. This is in addition to the offensive that's underway in southern Gaza in Khan Yunis, where more than 200,000 people have been told to evacuate. So there has been a lot of violence in the West Bank, but there are apparent efforts by Israel to try to quell that violence. There have been a number of deaths reported since the war in Gaza began. So this is also of concern to the U.S., especially with its worried eye focused on Israel's northern border and the tit-for-tat rocket exchange between Israel and Hezbollah. The good news is Israel is back at the negotiating table. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone with President Biden yesterday and told him he would send a negotiating team back. This is to discuss the ceasefire proposal with Hamas. Hamas had presented some new proposals for that, and Israel apparently took them seriously enough to where it's returning to the table.
What would a ceasefire look like, Cammie?
Well, it's hard to say because Hamas and Israel keep proposing new options. Hamas in particular. Israel has said repeatedly that it will not finish the war in Gaza until all its objectives have been met. But Hamas keeps submitting new proposals. They're closely held. When you talk to negotiators from the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt, they don't offer any specifics on what these proposals entail. But they have nixed previous deals, and they have complicated the most recent one as well.
How much are politics in Israel in play here in these ceasefire negotiations?
Well, they have been from the beginning, especially with the hostages that are still being held by Hamas in Gaza, 120 hostages at least. The families have been putting a lot of pressure on the Netanyahu government to come to some sort of agreement with Hamas to where their loved ones can be freed. And there's also been some blowback from the Israeli military and the military leadership, which has demanded sort of an end game for Gaza. That's something the Biden administration has been pressuring Israel on as well, to sort of have an after-war plan for Gaza, which so far we haven't seen.
As we shift gears now, what's the latest in the ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia?
Well, it's actually not taking place in Ukraine today, but in Moscow. All eyes, especially in Europe, are on this visit to Moscow by Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who paid a surprise visit earlier, just within the past few days, to Ukraine. Hungary has now taken over the European Council's rotating presidency, but his visit has angered a lot of European countries. They say he does not represent the European Union. Hungary claims he's on a peace mission, that one of the controversies here is that Orban has repeatedly blocked not only further assistance to Ukraine, but also he has blocked it being transferred through his territory. So there's been a lot of negotiating on that, including with NATO allies. So there's a lot of concern here that Orban is playing both sides of this conflict.
You know, a couple months ago, we heard a lot about the U.S. sending that aid to Ukraine and to Israel, among other countries. Has that aid arrived in Ukraine, and is it helping that country in its defense?
Yeah, and one of the things that they have been demanding in Ukraine is more air defenses, and that is arriving. We heard this morning that an Air Patriot system from Germany had already arrived in Ukraine. That will be a top item of discussion for the NATO leaders who will be meeting here in D.C. soon in the coming days. Ukraine very much at the top of the agenda. Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO Secretary General, has just finished up a press conference where he said that NATO plans to increase its defense offerings to Ukraine, and that will include more air defense systems.
CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick with the latest on these foreign conflicts. Cammie, really appreciate the time and the perspective, and look forward to visiting again soon.